This is Hot Tech with Jan Vermeulen.
How are you doing, Jan?
I'm very well. How are you?
I am also very, very well. Been reading a bit of tech news, which is unusual for me, and I see that there's this big fat underground undersea cable that is going to make our lives much better from a tech perspective.
Well, here's hoping. We'll see what the ultimate impact on the market is, but certainly it'll add a bunch of route diversity for the African continent in general. So not just South Africa that'll benefit, but lots of countries, especially along the coastal regions. You know, obviously getting the internet in from the coast to landlocked countries is a challenging one. But, yeah, everybody, every country in Africa can benefit from more connectivity like this. And, very interesting is that Facebook has thrown money into this cable. I expect that there's some commercial arrangement there where Facebook has seen that it's going to work out better for it to actually fund a cable for the long term rather than keep paying for transit on the undersea cables that are already coming into places, especially like South Africa, where we've got a couple of major internet exchange points that feed out into the rest of sub-Saharan Africa. And I expect that keeping the servers filled down here to make sure that they can serve the continent well, so that, you know, we don't have to go back to Facebook's overseas servers the whole time, but so that the traffic can flow locally rather, that might be turning out to be costly for them. And that might be what's kind of inspired them to look at an opportunity like this to help fund an undersea cable and go,
what's
yeah,
the
you
cost
know, this
of,
will work out
something. Cheaper. What's the cost of something like that, Jan, to put a cable under the sea? I mean, you must be talking mega millions.
Yeah, absolutely. But this is the kind of thing that you think about in terms of 20 years, right? It's not something that you think about in terms of next quarter. And so it's the kind of you look at, okay, I invest this many millions now, and you know it's this much to keep my to stay on the cable, to be a partner on the cable, but also as a partner on the cable, they get to sell access on that cable to others who might want it. So there might be some of that in there as well. I've tried contacting Facebook for comment on stuff like this, and they're notoriously tight-lipped. I've asked them about all kinds of internet projects that they're working on in Africa, and don't really get much more out of them than their already public statements. But it's still fun to speculate about why Facebook might want to invest in an African cable.
All right. The next story that also just puts a smile on my face because it's so utterly ludicrous is that a man who's connected to African IP address heist is running for the board of a position at a European IP address organization. I mean, is that just insane or what?
Right. So the story gets quite detailed and quite technical, but like that's the gist of it. The man's name is Elad. Well, the name we've got for him is Elad Cohen. That's the name by which he goes online. I don't know if that's his real name or if he's a basset hound. He's fairly well known, on the internet and he's got a bit of infamy online now because he's got some really out there ideas, about how to improve the internet. And an update on this story is that the elections, results of these elections are in. They came in on the 15th of May and he was not elected. There were 3 seats available and 9 candidates running for those seats, and he was not one of the 3. Mercifully, sanity prevailed. But yes, this is one of 2 names in particular that an internet investigator, Ron Gilmet in California, and I've been working with Ron since August last year on investigating these shenanigans happening in the African region with our IP address space. And it's a deep rabbit hole. Once you start digging into it, there's just so much questionable stuff happening in this space. And yes, this guy's name came up on blocks, like blocks that belong, and we call them legacy IP address blocks. And perhaps that's where I should kind of focus on this story. Now, a legacy IP address block, what makes them valuable is that they don't fall under the jurisdiction of AfriNIC, which is the African equivalent of the organization that this Elad Cohen guy ran for. And so the legacy blocks, then you can kind of buy and sell them as you want without being sort of beholden to AfriNIC's policies on how IP addresses may be traded and what they're supposed to be used for and that sort of thing. And Elad Cohen's name and his organization and stuff has come up connected to blocks that belong to Cape Town, for example, and blocks that we've traced back that we think the ownership it belongs to is CETA's. So a huge block of IP addresses that should belong to CETA. But like trying to fix this and trying to get CETA to acknowledge that it should actually lay claim to these blocks has been a nightmare. And so, yeah, it's been an uphill battle all the way, but mercifully this guy has not got onto the board of RIPE, the European IP Address Organization.
Oh, my goodness me. And you said his name was Elad Cohen. Oh, my goodness me. Just what we want on Chai FM. One of ours being not so good. Oy. Yeah, hang my head in shame.
One person is not representative of the whole nation.
I know, but it's collective responsibility. I don't know what it is. We wired that way from a DNA perspective to assume the guilt. It's just part of who we are.
As a man with Afrikaans heritage, then my head is hung.
You'll understand it, eh? You'll understand it. Jan van Meulen, we're going to leave it there. I want to play out with a song to take us to the news. But as always, thank you so much for your contribution.
It's a huge pleasure. Have a good afternoon.